There's obviously a lot of conversation around AFLW at the moment, a lot of conversations, columns being written about it, discussions being had about it. Most of it's controversial. Somebody who's been part of football from a women's perspective for a very long time, one of the absolute elite players of women's football in Victoria, is Meg Hutchins, currently starring at the Hawthorn VFLW team, who are absolutely flying. It's been good enough to join us, and it was a good time to have a chat to you, Meg, because there's a lot of people talking about women's football at the moment in the country, but not enough people talking to the actual women who play the game. So it's good to have a few minutes with you on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Yeah, it's pretty relevant in conversation at the moment, which is really important. And people are talking about women's football, which is something we didn't have 5 years ago. So that's good.
Well, that's true. We just want to get, you know, the best possible outcomes for those of you, like yourself, who are committing, you know, so much time to the game. This is the great challenge that those who have laid the foundations for the game, this is the challenge that they've got to follow through with now.
Yeah, certainly. It's for us, it's happened so quickly. So I guess from the announcement of in 2015 that the comp was going to start in 2017, it's all happened so fast. And, you know, we've been playing at local level for over 30 years now, and it's been a slow burn. So, for it all happened so quickly, it's been a little bit overwhelming, but I think that's sort of what we have to remind ourselves of, is that it did happen so quickly, but we need to probably give it a little bit of time now just to let it, lay its foundations, I guess, at the elite level and watch it grow.
Spot on. So you play the first couple of years in the AFLW at Collingwood, having been, you know, one of the great players at VFLW level for many, many years before that. Not that many, by the way, but for a few years before that. Now that you are where you are, tell us about the emerging talent that's coming through and the kind of next wave amongst kind of, you know, teenage players coming into the game now, Meg. What's the talent beneath you look like?
Oh, there's a huge amount of talent beneath me. There's a fair amount beneath me now, given my age. But but no, there's a huge amount of talent. And I'm not just speaking of, I guess, the teenagers as well. Like, that gets spoken of most often is the under 18 and below age level. But there are some phenomenal players at VFL level who are in their 20s. That would be stars at AFLW level if given an opportunity. So there's a huge amount of talent there, and I'm hoping obviously the 18-year-olds, they'll get their chance as well. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what undiscovered, I guess, talent gets opportunities next, which is really, really exciting.
And Meg, we hear so many stories about players coming into the game and teams coming into leagues all over Australia, not just in a city like Melbourne, but all over Australia. And I wonder how pivotal to the growth in the women's game you think the emergence of the actual AFLW has been.
Oh, it's been massive. I guess it's given these young girls, I guess, the role models that they never had, I guess, and this complete pathway that gives them, you know, they're playing at under 18 level, or they're having to make a choice, I guess, between different sports that they might all be playing, and now they can actually see what they can be, I guess. It's massive for the growth of women's football, and particularly, I guess, through junior ranks, and then you go through, the talent pathways. These girls now actually have their choice, and they can make their choice based on what they can see at AFLW level. And for that now to be there for them to aspire to, it's going to be massive. You know, we've already seen a huge growth so far in the last 2 years, but it's going to steadily grow more and more from now on.
It's why it's so important that the AFL finds a way to maintain the momentum. That doesn't need to, and that's not assessed by the number of people watching it on television or the number of people who are walking through the gate. That's just in terms of the number of players that have been invited to come into the game right now. You know that I'm a huge advocate for women's footy, and I think the game's got to send out, those who run the game have got to send out all the right messages to people coming into the game. Now, it goes to the club you're at now, Meg Hawthorn. I mean, you want a license. You've been at Collingwood. And Hawthorn wants to become part of the AFLW as soon as it possibly can, based on what you've seen down at Hawthorn as part of the VFLW, the VFLW setup. How ready are they, do you think, to become an AFLW side?
Look, I feel like I've stepped out of one AFL program and stepped straight into another. That's sort of how well they're running the show down there. And you know, I speak of choices that I've made in my football career. You know, that's probably one of the better ones I've made, I guess, in terms of going across to Hawthorn and seeing sort of how it operates from a different club's perspective. But yeah, they're well and truly ready. But we understand also that our time will come. Yeah. So yeah, we're patient and we're willing to, you know, trial things and I guess make the mistakes at local level that, you know, you may not have to make it at AFL level later on down the track. So, no, it's a great program and when they get the opportunity and when Hawthorn get the opportunity to get an AFLW licence, they'll be, you know, hit the ground absolutely running and well and truly ready to take their competition by storm.
We can't wait to see it. I want to see the thing keep growing. And if you want to see a bit of it on the weekend, get down to Box Hill Oval. There's a fantastic doubleheader, the VFLW side and the VFL team playing back-to-back down there. And you're flying, Meg. You knocked over the NT last weekend. You're third on the ladder. There's a lot of good football being played. We'll keep barracking for it and hope that those in charge keep doing the right thing, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Andy. Can't wait to hear you say go Hawks.
I'll never be saying that, Meg. I will never be saying that. Meg Hutchins joining us.